Hi, this is Sylvia and Mick Avery, and welcome to the show. And what a great show this is going to be. Mick and I are spirit mediums, healers, teachers and authors, and for the next hour we'll be bringing you interdimensional communication between this world and the other side. Our mission statement is simple: to bring truthful information and knowledge through our gifts of spirit to help people enhance their lives and the lives of others, and to restore the balance and well-being of the planet. Today's show is about our planet and the environment. Our shows and books are designed to bring you information that will expand your knowledge about life on Earth, the universe, and the spirit world, or you may prefer to call it the afterlife. We have a weekly internet radio show called the Spirit Teaching Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on artistfirst.com. And we have published 4 books, Spirit Within, Spirit Walks with Gregory, The Soul Group, Its Meaning, Magic and Imagery, and Journeys of the Inner Songbird. And these are all available in bookstores and from Amazon.com and from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com.
Hi, and my name is Mick Avery, and on our shows we have discussions with our spirit friends, and they give us their observations of what they see and know, so that we can get a different perspective on life, which means having choices and options we never realized were available to us. We don't follow any religious beliefs or concepts, but believe everyone has the right to their own way of thinking. In our case, we talk to our spirit friends, and they talk back. And now they're going to talk to you. So this is all going to be possible because I'm a deep trance medium, and in a while I'll be channeling our enlightened spirit guide, Gregory Hay. Gregory crossed over from this world 300 years ago, and he'll be temporarily borrowing my physical body so that he can talk directly to everybody who's listening to this program. Gregory is the spokesperson for a group of spirits who we've made contact with of higher intelligence called the White Cloud Group, who consist of eminent scientific minds of all descriptions, along with ordinary people who are in the spirit world. And they've basically come to help us to understand the nature of our existence and hopefully to point us in a more positive direction by helping us to think beyond the constraint of our human mind so far.
Yeah, having said that, they don't just come to lecture us or talk down to us. They're responding to a need by those of us who are searching for answers but didn't know who to ask. They bring information that helps us to look at our world with a different perspective, as well as anything and everything beyond our world. In trying to help us to look at the bigger picture of life, to think outside of the box, and hopefully to be of some service to us in explaining so far unexplainable situations that we have a right to know, and that will help us. So this show is going to be about the planet and our environment, which is a subject that is very concerning and dear to our hearts, and I know yours too, and the spirit world also. But first, before you go into trance, Mick, and bring Gregory through to speak to us, can you explain to the listeners what trance is and what is going to happen to you?
Yes. Okay, trance, real deep trance, is when a person allows their physical body to be used by other beings from the spirit world in this case, or from other places possibly. And the actual mechanics of this is that I had to go into a lengthy development, a very intense development, when I was asked by the spirit world to do this work. And basically what happens is that they have enabled me, have shown me a way of removing my consciousness, and they've actually installed a mechanism which they use to be able to help my spirit leave the connection with my physical body. And it's kind of like a bit like astral traveling, I suppose. So I go on a journey to the spirit world or to some other place that I don't necessarily know where I am at the time, or necessarily remember where I am after I've come back. But the period of time that I'm away, I don't know anything of what has happened. So I could be away for 2 hours and it would just seem like a few seconds. So basically that's kind of, I suppose, to my mind, that is what happens. Obviously, to whoever else is listening to it or communicating with the spirit person who is using my body, it will be a different thing, because they, you know, if they're doing it in person, then they may experience things that they will actually see happen to my body, mm-hmm. or notice a change in energy, or the difference in the temperature of the room, or all kinds of different actual effects that happen to our physical world when this goes on.
Mm. So basically, you don't know anything that goes on when the spirit communicator is speaking through your body using you.
Yes.
And your spirit is not here. You don't always remember where you go.
No,
it's not scary.
No, it isn't. It isn't a scary thing. I suppose it could be scary if I hadn't made the agreement to begin with. You know, I mean, like when I began this work, it was just really I began doing meditation. And then that progressed very rapidly into this very deep trance state where I just didn't know anything that was going on. I was made aware, really, that the people who use my physical body have absolute best intention, you know, because this whole communication process is all about our loving awareness and how we may better serve one another,
mm-hmm.
you know. So this isn't, I didn't have to pay anything for this.
Except lots of hard work.
And
time and development.
And lots of time of my life, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. But so basically, you know, I didn't have to forfeit anything in order to do this, apart from my own will, and that was my choice, to have my own will to do this work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. So if you'd like to get ready then.
Okay.
And I'll explain to the listeners what's going to happen here. And basically, Mick will spend a few moments just attuning himself to the different vibration that he needs to create within his body to allow this process to happen. Because the spirit world actually come in on a different level of energy. And then he actually looks like he's going to sleep. He sort of shrinks a little. And then what happens is that Gregory will take over his breathing and the control of his bodily functions and mannerisms and everything. And that would be the whole personality of Gregory Hay, who comes through to talk to you. Gregory will introduce himself. I will ask him to introduce himself to you. He's our resident guest on our Spirit Teaching Radio show every Tuesday. So, I think he's here now.
Hello, dear friends.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, dear friends. My name is Gregory Hay of the White Cloud Group. I am spokesperson from the spirit realm. And I am so honored and pleasured, as always, in these occasions, to be able to speak with you at this time.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was just telling everybody about you, and Mick was explaining about his trance. And so, briefly, before we go into our subject, you and Mick made this arrangement to do this together in the spirit world before Mick came to have his earth life.
Yes, Finn.
And
unfortunately, of course, he promptly forgot it.
Up until a lot later, yes.
Yes, quite so. Yes. So it is to say, dear friends, that every single one of you is a spirit, first and foremost in your life. And your life is eternal. It is something that you were a spirit before you came and had a physical life. I am quite positive that many people do not really fully understand that fact.
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do is to bring facts. Facts of the universal life force, of the matters of the material world we understand are in the material world. Still, we have an influence upon it because we need places like the physical earth on which you live, on which I once lived in my time, to continue in the way in which it is. Perhaps even be enhanced by the things that you do in your walk of life, so that those spirit who are to come and use this valuable planet after you actually have a place to come to.
Mm.
This is an important aspect of development of any spirit, that is perhaps to have a physical life. It's not to say that all spirit have to have a physical life, but those who choose it wish to come and use the earth vibration, because upon earth there are so many different emotional states or ways of difference from one another that we may all learn from.
Yes. So, I mean, you were here, you actually were here 300 years ago.
Yes, dear friend, I passed away in 1723. I lived near to the village of Swaffham in the county of Norfolk, near to the city of Norwich, in fact, in a part of England called the Fens. And this was a notably flat part of the country, I suppose. In my day, we were frugally living an existence upon the land.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we were, my father and mother, they were just poor peasants, really, who lived upon the land and worked for many different people, harvesting different vegetable crops or other sorts of crops, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really all that we did. I was just 18 and a half years of age at the time of my passing, being that I was run over by a coach and four horses.
Gosh. So, from that day...
So, my dear friend, from that day forward, I have, after my passing, tried to bring situations of learning to myself, which a lot of people on our side of life do, and perhaps which is something that a lot of people on your side of life do not realize that actually continues.
Mm-hmm.
After you have passed, you will continue to learn, perhaps after some time or period of adjustment.
Yes. I think that is a difficult one for people to grasp.
Well, yes, of course, because, and the way that this is enabled is that you have mind in physical form, you have consciousness whilst you are having a physical life, and what occurs is that you take that consciousness at the point of your passing, and all of the genetic memory, the cellular memory that you had of your physical being, you take all of that memory with the spirit that you are and return to our side of life. Therefore, you are enabled to put back together, as it were, the physical remembrance of what you had been.
Mm.
And all of your memory, for many, remains intact. Of course, for some, they have to be encouraged to work towards regaining their memory. Perhaps
mm-hmm.
they had some physical thing which caused their passing, you see.
Or some sort of trauma, you mean?
Yes, quite, mm-hmm. or some disease
yeah.
that caused their passing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to be reminded yet again that they actually do have that faculty.
Right,
you see, that it
right.
is completely intact
yes.
when in the spirit world.
They just need some stimulation to,
yes,
to jog
so.
Their memory.
Yes, that
right.
is true.
Yeah. So, and this is why you've come back to us through as spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, and one of your main one of the biggest things that you are talking about to us in our books and on our shows is about the Earth changes and about the planet.
Yes, quite so.
Trying to help us to help the planet.
Well, my dear friend, I suppose you could say fundamentally to help you to realize your duty of care mm-hmm. to your planet, mm-hmm. as well as the realization that if you cause negative events, then you will reap those rewards. If you bring positive events to the planet's surface, if you are caring environmentally to your planet, then it will look after itself, and you will not perhaps get the forms of destruction that you are presently witnessing.
Yes, right. And basically then, so I think this is the sort of thing that we need to talk about is because obviously not everybody believes that in global warming, for instance.
Well, yes, I suppose so, dear friend, exactly the same way as it is broadly spoken that many people do not believe about the spirit world.
Yes.
Yet here we are, and perhaps 2/3 of the population of any one country actually remembers or has dealings with the spirit world on a regular basis.
How do you mean?
Well, so quite simply within their dream state or within actual visitations that they have had mm-hmm. either from loved ones or memories mm-hmm. of pets or whatever, they have had interaction with we on our side of life in some guise or another.
Yes, people just don't talk about it.
Well,
not
many
everybody.
Do not.
Yeah.
That is true. Perhaps because of the difficulty in saving of face.
Yes.
Because people do not wish to be identified with something that previously had been regarded by religious organizations as witchery.
Yes.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, to get back to the point then, dear friends, mm-hmm. our main force of looking at the view of behavior of humanity, mm-hmm. if you like, is to how exactly different peoples use their environment. Do they use it for something of a positive gain, just for a minority, or is it for a gain for the whole of civilization? You must understand, dear friends, that much of the current behavior on physical Earth is directed toward self.
Yes.
Toward self-anointment of material things. And that is not a bad thing, necessarily, provided that this selfish participation is also mindful of the fact that other beings, must have a way to grow, must have a coexistence, that your attitude must not be at the expense of someone else.
Yes.
Or some other being.
Yes.
In your natural environment. Unfortunately, so far, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, it has turned that man's attempts to deforestate the planet, to alter the environmental stage that you live on to such an extent that it is no longer recognizable and in some instances scarred for life, simply means that you unleash and change the well-being of the planet and the weather patterns that are a part of its equilibrium. You have unfortunately disturbed this equilibrium. Now, I am very well aware that many of the changes, perhaps shall we talk of the recent forceful winds that has claimed so many lives in the southern part of mm-hmm. this present country in which you sit.
Mm-hmm.
This event, largely due to the sun's radiation due to storms and clouds upon that vehicle,
mm-hmm.
which, unfortunately, due to the depletion of the Earth's atmosphere, due to the burning of fossil fuels and that kind of behavior,
mm-hmm.
which has actually created a thinness in the ozone layer and caused a particular downdraft to occur when the force from the sun hit the actual planet. And so what occurred was a depression
mm-hmm.
that was untimely, perhaps one would say, because it caused such a catastrophic event on your end of life. And it is not to say that we in the spirit world are in any way responsible for this, because it is physical man's behavior that caused it. Make no mistake. This is because of the fact that you have not reined in your behavior,
mm-hmm.
because of the fact that you continue to burn fossil fuels and use perhaps oil in the way that would stifle any other scientific survey or competition or understanding to further uses of greater scientific product, that you are perhaps stifling people's imagination, their actual abilities to change the way in which you use your environment.
Yes.
Because they have already acquired a system of knowledge that they wish to hang on to because it gives them power or because it gives them some basis.
But even the powers that be know that it's not a finite source anyway.
Well,
you know that it will run out at some point, so I don't understand why.
Well, yes, my dear, there are only so many dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, quite. And, you know, and the rainforest, I mean, there's only so many trees.
Yes, quite so. Now, to say then about that aspect of the environment, yes, we understand on our side of life, as well as perhaps some of you do on your side of life, that if you deforestate large areas, you will change the ecological balance of that area. You will not only decimate the creatures that live within it, but you will also alter beyond any repair the state of the land. So, shall we say then, the way that the Amazon rainforest mm-hmm. has so far been depleted for the use of soya bean growing, that particularly in that area, the land is only of use really for just a few years, and then it becomes worthless, purely and simply because the structure of the soils
mm-hmm.
and the intent of that area mean that it is unable to continue the production of that food source or the production of whatever they wish to do with it, graze cattle upon it, or perhaps poor peasant farmers have very little use for it other than just allowing the trees to live. It is unfortunate because the Amazon rainforest in particular has a great pharmacological use available to those who are going to come after you, because as you evolve as human beings in physical state, your genetics gradually alter and change. It means that you will become susceptible to diseases which also alter and change their genetic structure, which means that you, in fact, have to continue to provide and produce new chemicals, new biological answers to the way in which diseases disarm you. Much of the work could have been averted purely and simply because within the Amazon rainforest exist all of the answers that are left, just in the different species that live there of animals and plants, which have to coexist in a certain environment, that if they are taken away, then these answers will be lost to the many ills that possibly will befall humanity in the distant future.
And there are remedies in the rainforest now that will cure everything that we have.
Yes, quite so.
Diseases.
Exactly.
Now.
So this is not just purely about the extent of the oxygen layer or what the Amazon rainforest will actually contribute towards the physiological weather system of the planet, although that is a point. Because remember, dear friends, that really most of your oxygen comes from the plankton in the sea, comes from the algae, I should say, in the sea. With this in mind, can we obviously say then that in the physical state that your planet survives perfectly well if the equilibrium of the oceans itself are in balance, or if humanity upsets that balance, what then can be the outcome to that? If fishes and other microorganisms feed off of the enzymes, off of the algae growth that lives upon the surface of the water, that these are dependable upon a specific food chain which exists within all oceans. If you upset the balance to one specific or another, i.e. that you remove certain species entirely from the oceans, or you deplete them to such an extent that other species take over and the balance is therefore upset, then what you have is a disagreement between what was previously harmonic within the ocean state and what now prepares to be something else. This is a continual process, a knock-on effect, if you wish. So can we say then from all of this that humanity is powerless? And I suppose, dear friends, that this is also where we wish to leave our mark, where we wish to bring understanding to the consciousness of behavior. Because what we wish people to do is to realize that they do have a voice.
Yes.
That they have a voice even if they are deaf and dumb. Even if they cannot hear a word of this, they will have a voice. Because they are a physical being, so they may have furnished themselves methods of communicating with other beings. And whatever method that is, whatever method is useful to you, you can, each of you, use communication to bring understanding, to open the box of the mind that is previously constrained by thoughts, and that by doing this, you can actually have an impact upon the behavior of others. You do not have to just watch it float up over your head.
Feeling powerless.
Feeling powerless.
Quite. And educate your children.
Well, yes, absolutely so, dear friend. Children have to be the most vulnerable and yet the most possibly volatile of engagements to make, simply because they are your future.
Yeah.
If you do not instill in them the way to behave ecologically, making sense to how the planet is structured and how it will continue to survive, then what your behavior will do is minimal to what will come in the future. If you do not alter it now.
Yes. You're listening to Mick Avery, Deep Trance Medium, Mick Avery, channeling spirit guide Gregory Hay. Thank you for joining us. So, Gregory, it's, you know, there must be lots of people wondering how that they can think of eco-friendly energy resources, you know, to create new ways of replacing the coal and the oil. So,
yes,
what do you suggest? I mean, well, we've touched on the air pollution and the with the rainforests, etc. We want wind power.
Yes, Ben.
What about
of
electricity?
Course.
How are we going to generate electricity without doing any damage?
Well, yes, Ben. Wind power. You can erect barrages within certain river estuaries. You are already utilizing the power of water in the damming of rivers, in the way in which the genuine state of using water from one level to another creates a great deal of electrical power, so that you can continue to utilize that and perhaps make it more efficient.
Hmm.
You see, the problem perhaps is that there has been too little resource brought into establishing these new fields of ecologically friendly uses of creating energy. It is to say that the way in which nuclear energy had been used to date, and actually the production of it, has not really been something beneficial to the planet or to humanity itself or any other being, because it is so difficult to harness and maintain, and the wastage is going to be many generations later on for them to deal with. The problem of all to be rid of it.
Yes, absolutely.
So, obviously, that is not something that you can continue to just produce.
No. No.
So, there are, as I said, barrages that you can bring across certain tidal waves, perhaps across the mouths or estuaries of rivers. You can use these powers of tidal surges in order to create large amounts of electricity.
Yeah.
You already have various different uses of bringing energy from the power of the sun in solar panels. And just because it is at the state it is, if more of your resources were injected into these things, then they would be more prolific. They would be produced at a cheaper rate. More identity would be sought and brought about through invention of different ways of harnessing that and creating it more in a more efficient way.
Yes. What about wind?
Well, of course. Again, you see, you have wind farms, some of them that are placed in the oceans, which are, of course, a very needy structure, and they are even placed upon mountain ranges and such like. And these also are a very sound and possible way of moving forward with how you will eventually be able to establish a prolific and sustainable use of energy to bring the possibilities forward.
Yeah.
You would also perhaps utilize the full creation of using a water-powered engine to change that from the use of oil-based products.
Yes.
For all of your vehicles for transportation.
And we know that can be done.
Well, quite so, yes. Of course. Yes. There is also the use of growing specific harvests for powering individual different kinds of motor-driven engines, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
Different vehicles will have different uses, and there are ways in which you can continue to produce products that will help support certain lifestyles that you have already brought together.
Yeah. So, you got more?
Oh, well, dear friend, I was just going to say, dear friend, that part of the problem is that many beings on your side of life, though feeling inspired, may actually feel that they will not be listened to, perhaps, in bringing out their inspirational thoughts of new creations of energy uses or ways in which they can harness different aspects of your natural facilities, the natural resources that you have. It is really then that all beings should be encouraged to look at different ways in which they can harness and utilize these forces for the good of all, not for the benefit of the few to reap their own rewards from.
Sure.
And but something to be shared.
Yes, but I think, and it all boils, there's a very narrow line here because, you know, obviously we want to be inspiring and positive.
Yes.
But at the same time, people need to know that it is a desperate position.
It is
that
a desperate
we are in.
Position.
And so what exactly are the timescales for us?
Well, quite simply, dear friend, if you continue your behavior the way you are at this present time, you have but 19 years in which to alter that behavior. If you do not alter it within 19 years, then under 50 of your years' time, there will be no humanity and no civilization.
Right.
What you have to do is to change your behavior and to change the way you use your planet. What will dissipate us, perhaps, will be fresh water. Although desalination plants may well help in this regard, it will not help everyone. There will also be, through global warming, a change in the weather pattern sufficient to deplete completely both of the poles of your planet Earth. So this is not a doom and gloom scenario, dear friend. This is factual analysis of how humanity's behavior so far has affected your planet.
Yes.
What we wish you to do from our side of life is to exert pressure on those to change your behavior. And you can do this individually.
Yes.
You do not need to feel that you are powerless because you all have a voice.
Yes.
Every single one. And it is not to say either that we are saying this from any particular political persuasion.
No.
We have merely analyzed what is taking place at this present time, which the majority of science, those individuals who study and look at these different systems, we are merely echoing what has already been understood. It is not for us to say that a few have chosen to take a different path or opinion. And it is for them to come to their senses and to be in the real world of what you live in at this present time and what you will bring to those future generations of your side of life.
Yeah.
As I said, we need to continue humanity's inhabitants of the planet of Earth purely and simply because it is useful and necessary.
Hmm. Absolutely. Yes. What can the ordinary person do at home? I mean, recycling.
Well, yes, of course. And in many places, of course, they do this very conscientiously.
Yes.
It is a great leveler, I suppose, to see that those who bring responsibility to themselves and understand the predicament actually are willing at source to divide their own products, their own produce of different materials for degradation, for recycling, or whatever it is that has to take place in order to bring full use of that material. There is no sense in continuing to deforestate lands when you have enough paper, in fact, in the whole system. All you need to do is to recycle
it. Quite. Yeah. Yeah. And presumably the soybeans, I mean, that is a big problem.
Well, yes, quite so. Of course.
Is there a different... is there something else that can be used instead of the soybean?
I do understand, dear friend, that there are other crops available where vegetable protein, their oils, can be utilized in much the same way. Now, I understand, of course, that for soybean, there are many different uses for it.
Mm.
And it is not to say that that particular plant is at fault.
No.
It is purely and simply where people wish to plant it.
Yes.
The use of the natural environment.
Mm.
What has to happen is that understanding be reached by all concerned that certain places of environment are necessary for the entire planet's welfare.
Yeah.
If these are not continued, then they will contribute to the demise of everyone else.
Yes, and like...
And so that is a point of responsibility, don't you
think? Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And like you say, when species become extinct, it changes the whole equilibrium of the balance of the area and beyond that. So are human beings at this point in time even capable of existing on the Earth without negatively impacting the environment one way or the other?
Well, of course, my dear friend, there is a difficulty because of the numbers of population.
Yes.
However, it is not to say that the numbers presently present a problem. There is enough food on your side of life to feed every mouth. It is not necessary that such starvation take place, simply and purely because those who have food do not wish to distribute it.
Yes.
Perhaps one of the most fundamental problems that exist, rather, is not necessarily the food or water shortages, but the weather patterns that are increasingly becoming unreliable.
Mm-hmm.
That I understand many scientists will say that perhaps weather patterns will only really be predictable over a long period of time, and that is why they cannot see or cannot define specifically that global warming exists at all. Of course, it is to say that it does exist, that you cannot look at this problem exponentially, that because you begin one thing in one place, then it will be a gradual rise that you can plot out on a graph.
Mm.
It is because it is something that affects different species in different ways, and so the habitat will change in a different way to how you expect it.
So you've said before that the Earth actually has her own way of realigning and readjusting herself.
Yes.
Because she's a living, breathing organism with a spirit.
Yes.
Is that something that she has to do more often because of what we're doing to compensate?
Well, yes, of course. Now, I understand that many perhaps will feel that the way in which the tectonic plates perhaps realign themselves, that these are necessary adjustments, that you will have earthquakes and you will have volcanic eruptions from time to time. And that is just really the natural scale of being on a planetary survival. It is part of the Earth journey.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is exhibited from the spirit world or enhanced by it or berated by it.
Mm-hmm.
It is purely and simply that is what physical life is. Because of the fact that many will cite different eruptions as being the cause célèbre for global warming or the way in which it is making manifest to itself. You see, what we would have to say is, for example, the recent tsunami that occurred in the Indian Ocean, much of it could have been relieved, could have been less of a desecration, had certain responsibilities and understanding been put in place. If the early warning system that was available but was felt that was too expensive had actually been put in place, then all of, or many of, the lives that had quickly passed to our side of life could have continued their life in physical state, purely and simply because of decisions that were made that were self-indulgent,
mm-hmm.
rather than being for the good of all.
Yes. So, I mean, we've picked up from our parents, and it goes back, you've said before, right back to the Industrial Revolution. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice. So surely this means that we've got to take a step back and actually go back in time slightly to start growing our own vegetables at home and finding... It's a time issue, isn't it?
Well,
it's a material world, and we've all got swept away with it.
Yes, of course, my dear friend, and I do understand that quite, that the pressures of life upon every single individual is far greater now than it was, for instance, in my day. Because when I lived in physical earth, there was no pressure at all, really. Although everyone had to earn a crust, as it were. We were not that confined into behaving in the way that you do now, in that you have to fit in so many things in one day in order just to survive.
Yes, I mean, it was hand-to-mouth, really, wasn't it? You lived hand-to-mouth.
Yes,
and survived each day.
Yes,
and
we took each game,
yes,
day
as it came upon us. You didn't have to sort of get panicked into your retirement pensions and your insurance.
We never had them, dear friend.
You know, and all that sort of thing. That actually, we're just so fearful all the time of making sure for old age and not getting swept underneath everything.
Yes, quite so. And that is to do with the systemic way in which civilization has been marshaled into a particular way of thinking, behavior, and that, I suppose, is part of the reason why all individuals or many individuals feel so powerless to affect any real change upon the honor.
Yes, absolutely. That's right.
But what we have to say is that you can, because you have created. You can uncreate it.
Mm.
You can create something better by using the positive ways forward, by focusing on those positive ways forward and understanding that you do have a voice and that you can have an opinion.
That you're not on your own, that there are so many people out there feeling the same thing.
Absolutely so, yes. You can, of course, support your local producing farms.
Yes.
You can support all of your local provision and make that work for you. Make that be part of your environment, part of your living situation.
And don't buy things that you know that have come from places like the rainforests. And,
well, quite so.
You know,
yes.
Boycott by not buying.
If that is...
not supporting them.
The way in which you feel would enhance the journey.
Yes.
Yes, my friend.
Yeah. Just so that you feel like you're doing something.
Of course.
Yeah.
And do not think that just because your neighbor does not do it, that you in fact are cancelling one another out. You are not. It is merely through your behavior and the way that you are relating to your environment that will perhaps turn their heads eventually.
Mm. Absolutely. Well, thank you. Have you got any parting words? And then we'll bring Mick back.
Well, my dear friend, just to say that we look on the brightest side possible, that we wish everyone on your side of life absolute loving joy, that you will be able to fulfill your lives in the best possible harmonic way to all of those for the future. It is up to each and every one of you and your duty of care. Be responsible and be well.
Thank you, Gregory.
Thank you so.
Thank you. God bless.
Good day.
Well, everybody, that was Gregory being channeled by Mick Avery. He's just handing the control back over to Mick now. You might hear the breathing change. And when Mick comes back, we'll have a little chat and see where if he knows where he's been. But in the meantime, I'd like to tell you about our books. And you can buy our books on any good bookstore. You can go in and order them, or from Amazon.com, or from our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. And our books are The Spirit Within, which is a small book and explains the connection between our spirit self and our physical self, why we are here, what happens when we die, where we go and how. It explains our connection to all things and shows us how we can become more in tune with our higher consciousness so we can be guided by our own inner power source and create a more harmonious world in the process. Spirit Walks with Gregory is a map to live a richer life, really. It teaches us about the nature of our existence on Earth and how we can individually tap into the power within us to change our future for the better. Gregory reflects on our day-to-day living and offers solutions and insights to problems that we would once have thought insurmountable. Excellent book. The Soul Group, It's Meaning, Magic and Imagery, is a slightly more meaty read, and it's how the order and construction of the spirit world works. It goes into species and genetics and all this, and how it links to our spirit and our physical earth and ultimately our etheric energy in the universe. It explores our evolution on Earth, goes into quantum physics with extensive pieces on emotion and behavior, the processes of thought and how thoughts are formed and carried on after death. And then we have Journeys of the Inner Songbird, which actually... what I should have said is that you can only get that from our website. And this is a reflection of a life of a native crow, Silver Fox, who lived in Three Forks, Montana, many hundreds of years ago. And he tells us of his life living in balance and harmony with nature and the Creator. So do visit our website.
Hi.
It's Mick. Hello, Mick. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Do you know where you went?
It was a pebble beach.
A pebble beach.
A pebble beach. Yeah. I know that. It was kind of quite still. I saw the sea. I could see the sea.
Mhm.
And it was in color.
Mhm.
It was like I was there, just at this pebble beach, and I was sitting down, playing with pebbles, basically.
Okay, but you didn't. You've got no recollection of time, of how long
no,
you were
no,
there. You were just
no,
there.
No, no, I was just kind of listening to the waves, really.
Mm. Well, that's nice.
You know, crashing on the shore. You know.
Sometimes you don't actually know where you go, do you?
No, a lot of the time I don't know where I go.
And how do you feel?
That was nice.
And how do you feel now?
I feel pretty good actually. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Amazing. Very full of energy.
And you always say, because people always expect you to feel tired.
Depleted,
yes.
I, this is the thing, really, with real spirit contact, you shouldn't get tired at all, because it's not your energy. And certainly that's what they do with us. They don't use my energy, they enhance it by being here. So, so that's really what happens.
Mm.
So, anyway, I hope that went okay. Whatever.
Yeah, it went very well. It went very well.
Great.
And basically we talked about most things, and you know, we try to keep it as upbeat as possible, but we need for people to know the truth, really, you know. But we want people to be inspired and uplifted that, you know, it's no, there's no time to bury your head in the sand. You know, we're here to tell you that it's actually not too late, but that it is
it's
a precarious situation.
It's a pressing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people can network and get motivated and, you know, go follow your instincts and emotions. If you're inspired to start creating,
yeah,
then do it.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be surprised because you get on the path of synchronicity and it would be amazing that the people that will turn up.
Yes, absolutely.
The right people at the
snowball.
Right time.
Once you get, once you become inspired by thoughts, inner feelings, or whatever they are, and however they reflect, you know, that once you that, you, things just turn full circle, and you, as you say, you begin meeting people, synchronicity clicks into place.
That's right.
And you just the whole thing takes off.
And plus, not only that, the more people that are feeling positive, it's like a, it's almost like a drug. It draws positivity and positive people to you.
Yeah.
It's a bit like how negativity works.
Yeah. It
works in the same way, but positivity can overcome negativity. So the more people that are positive, we can actually quell the negativity. We can
absolutely
stamp it out.
Absolutely.
And not let it run ruin over our planet.
Yeah. Negativity only has a voice because you give it energy. If you don't give it energy, if you don't give it the time of day, then it will not ruin your life.
Yeah, that's right. So,
okay, just say about our radio show then. It's called the Spirit Teaching Radio Show, and it's on artistfirst.com every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you would like to, you know, hear more of what goes on in that on that show, then tune in.
Yeah, Gregory's on every week, and every week we have a different topic of discussion.
Yes, and they are very different, aren't they? Some of them are. You know, we've done shows about aliens. We've also done ones about the planet and
it's a paranormal
spirituality as well.
It's paranormal and metaphysical and everything to do with our world and any other world that you can possibly think of. And it's an interactive show so that you can send emails in and Gregory will answer your questions live on air every week.
Yeah.
So we look forward to you joining us.
Yes. And if you have any other questions, of course, you can log on to our website. You can look at all the pages that are there. They're all free. And just log on to our website. You can send us an email if you have any questions. And we'd love to hear from you.
Okay, so stay positive.
Yeah, and thank you very much.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to a Blog In Broadcasting service, a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much, and good night.